PFT Media.
Hey everybody. Oh, look who's back in the motherfucking house. It's Mark Baratelli. Welcome back to Orlando Opinions. And I'm just going to tell you right now that I am a basket case, and I've been a basket case all week. Why? Because I'm recording this the day before my very first iteration of my new project called Downtown Indoor Farmers Market, and I'm dying. And hopefully by the time you listen to this, the market will have happened. It will have been a spectacular success, and I will be, you know, happy. Right now, the cells within my body, you know how like it's called mitosis or meiosis or ketosis or ketokalin, where two cells separate? No, one cell separates into two cells. That's what's happening in my body repeatedly. All my cells are falling apart and they're like shedding and creating more cells. That's why I look so fat in photos. So the first story, we're going to talk about four stories. Plastic ban, Instagram walls, Paramore market move, Orlando City Soccer, and six teams. Let's get on with the news. Hey, everybody, it's time for the news. Get up for the news, yo. Hey, everybody, get the word on the street. It's the news. Get the scoop. It's the scoop. It's the scoop. It's the scoop. It's the scoop. The city of Orlando has enacted a plastic ban. I don't remember what it is, but it's like plastic bags, straws, and you can't. And it's not for the entire city. It's just for the parks and the venues. They always, using the word venue is so vague. What they mean is Amway and Lake Eola Park and all the other parks. So these big events that rent out these places, they can't have straws, they can't have these bags. And I think it's great, okay? I think it's great. The city and every city in this... You hear that? I crack my knuckles. The city and every city in the state of Florida can only do so much with regards to banning plastic and straws and styrofoam, because Publix got a law passed that says no city in the state of Florida can ban either of those things. So shop your pleasure and be sure to get your chicken tender subs and enjoy Publix. But beyond that, I mean, the city's doing everything it can to help the environment. And so I think this is really good. I was disappointed that the straw thing, remember when the straw thing and the turtle with the shoved up its nose, they pull it out with pliers. I thought that was going to be the beginning of this movement. I thought like metal straws and glass straws, but I don't feel like that's happened. The only thing I've seen repeatedly is paper straws being used, and that's good, but I'm still taking home plastic bags from Target. I'm still taking home plastic bags from grocery stores, and that's got to stop. And I'll tell you something that I don't like is when the focus goes on the people, the people's choice. You have to, it's your choice to make a difference. It's your decision to use plastic or not. No, what will make a huge, bigger impact than everybody choosing to use paper bags, whatever, is preventing all grocery stores from not being allowed to use plastic bags. If they're not able to distribute them, we don't get them. I mean, it's like a faucet. If you shut the faucet off, the water turns off. I hate Publix. Okay, and now it's time for Instagram wall. Hey, oh yeah! So there's a 4,500 square foot business opening up in Paramore, where it's going to have 20 Instagram walls. So you walk in, you pay, you can either get 45 minutes or 90 minutes, and you get to take pictures of yourself in front of these walls. Now, as grown-ass adults, this sounds ridiculous, right? We're all like, this is never going to... But I am aware of the two people who run and created this business, and they're not stupid. They're really successful in what they do. And I bet you they have done their research, and I bet this idea exists in other cities, and I bet it's going to be a hit. I mean, imagine all the tweens and little girls who want to come in and do photo shoots for their birthday parties. What about all the businesses that want to rent it out for special events? Like, hey, let's have our 10th anniversary business party here, and we'll have it catered. And it comes with photographers, which I'm a little sketched out about that, because I feel like that it's one thing to go into a space and have you and your friend take photos of yourselves. When you have some guy walk, hey, how about if I grab a photo of you two? Huh? You just stand over there and I should pull your top up a bit. Okay, no. But it reminds me of like being on a cruise ship where you're just trying to play shuffleboard, but some guy comes up and says, let me take your picture. And then somehow after or before dinner, you are forced into a tunnel hallway beside photos, and you realize your photos are all over the walls, and then you have to buy them. And I hope that that's not what they're going to do, but I think that's what they are going to do. Because they said it was a mix of like a traditional photo studio mixed with an Instagram pop-up. But I think I am, now that I'm talking about it, I'm getting more excited, because it's kind of like Olin Mills 2.0, Olin Mills Revisited. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be, I think kids are really going to like it, and old people are going to resent having to pay to let their kids go there. But fuck old people. This world is not about the old. This world is about the new and the young and the fresh. Pull your top up. And now it's time for Orlando City Soccer. Kick the ball. Elbow guards. Hey, there's a women's team and a men's team and food. Buy the food, sucker. They've named the soccer stadium Xperia Resorts Soccer Stadium Emporium. Okay, so this company, Xperia Resorts in Claremont, has won the right to name the stadium. Congratulations. Here's my idea. I think that there should be a website called nameourstadium.com, and once a year, it is open for business, and for a month, there is a bidding process, a bidding, like a silent auction, where, like, if it's, like, my birthday is June 27th. Go and steal all my bank accounts. So on June 27th, I want to name it the Baratelli Stadium. And so I go, okay, I'll bid $50. And then I check in every few days, and I go, oh, now it's $100. Do I want to bid $150? Okay, I'll bid $150. And then at the end of the month, it's, you know, it's super expensive. But, like, wouldn't that be cool? Like, every day of the year, the stadium is a different name. And then, of course, it's got built-in PR, because someone is going to win the bid multiple days to call it the Penis Stadium, and the soccer people are going to be like, yes, this is awesome, because it's going to get in the news, and then, like, religious people are going to be up in arms, and, you know, oh, the children are being damaged by this soccer stadium called Penis, this is wrong, and then people are going to boycott, and it's just going to bring more and more attention to the stadium. I think that for coming up with that idea, I think on January 1st, the first year when they enact this idea, because it's brilliant, they should call it the Baratelli Stadium. That's all I ask. And now it's time for Pulse Memorial. So there's been a design contest that we aren't really aware of, where a bunch of teams have been assembled with a lot of designers and architects. They've 68 teams have been going to try to win the contest to be the team to get to design the Pulse Memorial, which will be at the building on the property where Pulse is. I am excited because I'm excited to see what the people come up with, because I don't know what the budget is. Like, and are they going to knock the building down? Are they going to keep it? Are they going to build it above, keep the building and put the, maybe it's like a 5-story building above the building? I remember when, or like the first year that it, after it happened, I remember like people were visiting it during the night, and I would drive by because my boyfriend's house was in that area, and they'd be in the dark, and I wrote the city and was like, can you please put lights up there? And eventually they did, and now I pass by a few times recently, and they've got those trees, and they've got a kiosk there now with a lady selling t-shirts, And on the back of the t-shirt, it has the number 49. Just going to put it out there. So I'm excited to see what the designs are. I have my own idea for the design. My idea is basically, because I could talk about it for hours, but my idea is to take the line of the lot and basically put the entire lot in glass. Like, you know that Apple store in New York City where the whole store is underground and they've got this gigantic glass cube? That's what I picture putting over the entire property. And so the building remains as is, untouched. It's just, it's there. And then the museum happens in front, on the sides, behind, potentially above, on other levels. But the building is always there. It's always, its presence is always there. Because I think the building is obviously significant. But I'm excited to see what these companies or these teams come up with, because these are professionals. These are people who do this stuff for a living. And they involved artists. And, you know, artists always have such good ideas. I mean, from the minds of babes and artists and architects. So I'm excited to see where that goes. That's all the time we have for Orlando Opinions. Thank you so much for listening. I am Mark Baratelli. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.